So the last little thing I want to say is, well, you know, the diaphragm and the lungs. And I talked a little bit about the cells breathing. But our breathing is actually a whole body event. Our whole body breathes. So rather than, it's really good to have this image, if you like, of the diaphragm and the lungs. But I want us to extend it out to our whole body. So every single, you know, part of the body is attached and joined to everything else. The whole body is connected up, right, yeah, through the joints, through the connective tissue. So a movement one place can create a movement someplace else. So a movement of the diaphragm has the potential, as it were, to oscillate and vibrate through the whole structure, through every single joint, through every organ, through all the tissues of the body. What one little example of that is, if you bring your hand onto your diaphragm, or I'll just say you can't feel your diaphragm directly, probably. Yeah, it's an indirect. So just bring it just towards the base of the ribs. And just feeling into the breath there. Just notice, can you feel a movement outwards, a swelling of the belly? So right beneath, right where your hand is, and inside there, there's all the abdominal organs. And to the right-hand side, just below the diaphragm, is the liver, and on the left is the stomach and the spleen. So every time you breathe in, let's just say your liver on the right, it's getting slightly pressed on, yeah? The diaphragm is pressing against it. And then as you breathe out, the diaphragm's lifting away. This is massaging your liver, yeah? And can you imagine your liver is then pressing on something below it? So we're getting this.
My legs.
Well, I think it's a few more organs.
I've got more fat.
Oh, okay. So there's this. It's often described as a kind of squeeze and soak. Yeah, your organs are being churned and squeezed and soaked. As they get squeezed, old blood gets squeezed out, and then as you release and on the release, new blood, new fresh nutrients can get drawn in. So if we're breathing and the breathing is moving down there, there's this ongoing massage. Yeah, it's massaging the organs. And then, you know, I was saying it's an untapped resource of health. If you think about it, if you think, you know, and now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a year, and if you add it up, how many massages you're getting from that? And then if you take it away and you're not doing that, that's not happening, how many massages you're not getting from the movement being restricted, and the effect that it can have on your energy and your health is phenomenal, actually. Just being able to learn to relax and let the breath move through our structure. So they aren't the only movements, and Vidyamala is going to talk us through a body scan where we're going to, you know, begin to sort of feel, to become more sensitive to the movements of our breath. So our pelvis and our hips are moved and oscillated by the breath. Potentially, all our joints, our shoulders. There's a slight movement in and out. Just these movements are subtle, maybe imperceptible. Yeah, you might not be able to see them with your eyes, but there's a potentially small movement of the breath, and the heart gets massaged. So the breath, if we can relax and let the feel like the free natural breathing come to the fore, we've got this potential for, you know, to be very sensitive and to have this feeling of vibrations and an oscillation of the breath through the whole body, and, you know, potentially even into the cells. Potentially, you know, what would it be like to be so sensitive to the breath that we could actually sense into the cellular level of breathing. So that gives us a little bit. I hope that gives you a little bit of something to. I find it very motivating because it is something very simple that we can do if we remember, actually. And basically, I'm giving you the theory, but we're also going to have loads of time this week to actually explore it experientially. Yeah. I think that's probably everything. Yeah.